Governor Janet Mills says the federal government has severely reduced Maine's allocation for a COVID-19 vaccine. During a news briefing today, Mills said that Maine will receive doses of the Pfizer vaccine for around 12,000 people. That's about a third of what the state was expecting. Patty White has more.
Vaccines could arrive in Maine as early as mid-December if they're approved by the FDA. That's clearly good news, says Governor Janet Mills. But it's also coupled with bad news that she received during a phone call this week with other governors and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, because Mills had been expecting that Maine would receive enough doses for 30 to 36,000 people. Instead, she says, the state will likely receive doses for about 12,600 people.
Far less than what is needed for Maine.
That's because the supply only covers a little more than half of the nearly 20,000 healthcare workers considered high risk and first priority for the vaccine. Mills says Maine is not alone in receiving a far lower allocation than expected. When she asked about it on her phone call with Secretary Azar, she says,
other governors then chimed in with the same questions. They wanted to know, is anybody else getting shortchanged? Is one state getting, you know, favorable treatment over another?
What makes the reduced allocation even more challenging is that Maine is adding nursing home residents and staff to its top priority tier for vaccine distribution, following recommendations made Tuesday by the U.S. CDC. That's about another 15,000 people, says Rick Erb of the Maine Healthcare Association, which represents nursing facilities.
We're concerned about getting enough vaccine as quickly as possible.
Erb says it's difficult to prioritize different people within nursing homes because anyone who comes through a facility's doors can potentially bring the virus in with them.
I think it's a little harder for us to differentiate which types of employees would come first. I think it will basically be all the staff and the residents. Whether they will all be done at the same time, we don't know yet. There would be a lot of argument to be made that it is going to be most efficient if they're all done at the same time.
Dr. Nirav Shah of the Maine CDC says vaccine distribution will be a balancing act, and risk will be the guiding principle when deciding exactly which hospital workers, nursing home residents, and staff will be first in line.
Right now, we're trying to determine whether we can figure out those employees in which hospitals, as well as nursing homes, that have higher risk and start our processes there.
One other challenge Maine and other states are facing is that they'll have to bear some of the cost of distributing the vaccine, which Mills says she learned on her call this week with Secretary Azar.
Which is a concern, especially when it comes to training public health nurses and others to administer the vaccine.
But the biggest blow, she says, is the reduced number of doses. And state officials say they're pressing the federal government for more answers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.